Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal, also referred to as the JCPOA. The International Atomic Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the limits set in the accord. This is Maya Kosianchich, a spokesman for the EU foreign policy chief.
There are a lot of efforts ongoing in order to preserve the JCPOA, which, as we have said repeatedly, is a crucial agreement for the security of the region of and beyond, so for global security, and our efforts continue to be to go in that direction.
European signatories of a nuclear deal with Iran are calling for an urgent meeting of all involved parties to discuss Tehran's compliance with the agreement. Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union called for the meeting on Tuesday. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of a resolution calling for sanctions against Georgia amid increased tension between the neighboring nations. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, recommended that Moscow levy sanctions over Georgia's unfriendly actions. Relations between the two nations have strained in recent weeks. In late June, protests turned violent between activists and police following the appearance of a Russian lawmaker in Georgian parliament. On Sunday, relations worsened after a Georgian television host gave a profane monologue critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin on live TV. The U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. The Defense Department's Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the package would not alter the basic military balance in the region. This is VOA News. As governments and international organizations around the world condemn